The Sean Salisbury Show continues now on SB Nation Radio. With the Benchwarmers, here's Sean Salisbury.
Should we just... Our next guest is one of our favorites, but this is a good cut to go with it, man. I bet he loves this old school rock and roll, too. You know he does. He's a regular here every single week. One of our best guests we have, passionate former coach at Florida State. He's been in this tournament many times. He's coached a lot of great players. We're fortunate to have him on as our SB Nation and Sean Salisbury Show insider. Pat Kennedy joins us here on the Sean Salisbury Show. Coach, great to have you on again this week. Let me start before we get to the games. What'd you think about Illinois' hire of Brad Underwood from Oklahoma State?
Well, I'll tell you what. There's a young agent that's running around there in the world of college basketball. His name is Brett Just, and he works for the CCA, and he's really corralled a lot of these young coaches. He's had Mike Hopkins in his stable for a period of time, and Mike shows up at Washington. He's a Chicago guy. He got very close to the guys at Western Illinois, and that's how that situation worked out at the University of Illinois. So there's a lot that's going on anymore behind the scenes, and a lot of these athletic directors are trying to close these positions up as quickly as they can. I think Will Wade's going to end up taking the LSU job. That will have been done pretty quickly, you know, with VCU. So anyway, it's interesting, but I think Brad's going to do a nice job at Illinois. He learned under Bobby Huggins and Frank Martin. He was at Western Illinois for 7 or 8 years, so he's earned his dues. And I like him. He's got a great personality. He's very aggressive. He'll be a tough recruiter, which you need in Chicago. And we know he can flat-out coach if you watch his Oklahoma State teams.
Pat, if we had money, we had to slide one way or the other, and that Steve Alford was going to be the next head coach in Indiana, would you say yes or no?
I'd say yes. And I think that he's going to have one day to make that decision. I'm sure he'll make it ahead of time. And I think the day that they get eliminated from the tournament or win it all, my gut tells me that Steve will be the next coach at the University of Indiana.
That's the voice of Pat Kennedy, our analyst, college basketball analyst, former head coach, college basketball here, joins us on the Sean Salisbury Show each week. Well, we're down to the Sweet 16, my friend. Most impressive team or two for you in the first weekend of this?
Well, I think Kansas really looked like a cut above. You know, when I saw Carolina beat Duke at the very end of the year, I thought Carolina on a night where Joel Barry just kind of played really well. But overall, finally seeing the Kennedy Meeks and those guys that have been there for such a long time. But when I saw Kansas and their guards were just so terrific, Frank Mason is probably, I think, maybe has a chance to become the player of the year. And Josh Jackson may be the best, or one of the best freshmen, obviously. There's a lot of great young players that have blossomed so far. But in terms of overall performance at this time, and I think obviously a pretty good seed for them, to me, Kansas looks like the team playing the best basketball.
I'll tell you, Bob Huggins' press is going to give Gonzaga all they can handle, isn't it?
Yeah, you know, when I coached at DePaul, Huggs was at Cincinnati, and this team reminds me, Sean, if you think about it, as much as the old Cincinnati teams, as any of Huggs' teams I've seen recently, they press 94 feet, then they pressure every pass, then they double-team the ball in the corners, they double-team the pick and rolls, and quite honestly, when they have the lead, they go to that 1-3-1 zone that throws you off in the last 3 or 4 minutes. He's running his five-man out motion. I mean, this team, this West Virginia team, obviously. And again, if Carter plays great, you know, I go through some of these other games. You know, you got to have that one guard that plays great in these games. Javon Carter had a great game against Notre Dame.
We're talking with former Florida State head coach Pat Kennedy right here on the Sean Salisbury Show, SB Nation Radio. Hey, Coach, we've gone back and forth with this team this year. Watching UCLA last night, Lonzo Ball is just an absolute basketball savant. His vision is ridiculous. I think he's instituted basically a culture of passing there at UCLA. Every offensive statistic is off the charts with that team. But you've been concerned all season long about that defense. Are you still sticking to your guns that the defense of UCLA is something that will hold them back and they can't win a national championship because of that reason?
That's my gut feel. And I still see a softness in their defense at points and times. I think that, you know, to win that national championship, go back to Villanova a year ago, the word gritty, tough, hard-nosed defense, really crash both ends of the floor in terms of the backboards. I still see UCLA have too many extended minutes of a little bit of a softer type defense. And I think once you get into the Sweet 16, Final Eight, and obviously into the Final Four, that toughness, you know, the Michigan State type teams, the Kentucky teams, that gritty defensive toughness, I don't see that from UCLA. I love the Pac-12 teams. I love Arizona now. I think Arizona can win it. But even Oregon has that same softness at different points in time. So that's not being overly critical. It's being honest.
So, Coach, do you think they beat Kentucky, or do you like the Wildcats in that one?
Well, I've got Kentucky and North Carolina squaring off. I think that Kentucky, Johnston, I think, is good at coaching jobs he has. He's really brought these kids along. And Monk and Fox are really special players now. I mean, don't kid yourself. You know, coming in, they were highly touted. They've gotten better all year long. Those kids are playing with a little attitude right now. So I see Kentucky and Carolina getting to that Final Eight.
Coach, the East destroyed a lot of our brackets. We got Wisconsin, Florida, Baylor, and South Carolina. Well, I love my man Frank Martin. You're the expert. You tell me who's coming out of that bracket.
Well, that's an interesting one. We've all had to study. You know, Mike Krzyzewski's talk pre-game press conference was that, hey, this South Carolina team is a lot of men, and they're coached by a man. They may have one of the best players in the country in Sedarius Thornwell, and Mike really was honest with his assessment. However, I'm going to go with the experience, and I really think Wisconsin has the experience inside and out. I think Nigel Hayes, you know, is really a terrific player, very, very experienced. And obviously the kid, Cognac, in the backcourt that can really shoot the three. I think their experience is starting to step forward, and we've seen the Big Ten play really well. So I think they can beat Florida, which is kind of a young team. I think out of the Baylor, South Carolina, I think that Wisconsin team experience, intelligence, and toughness, they have a chance to win out. The most talented team, flat out Baylor. Baylor's the most talented team in the East, but I still see that obviously Wisconsin can come out of there.
Coach, this year's tourney is filled with monster upsets. Does it get harder and harder for the committee to accurately seed this thing?
Well, you know, it's very interesting. I mean, I thought this was one of the easiest tournaments to pick. As you guys know, there was very little bubble talk, which was good, and which means it's gotten better and better every year. The seeding was, you know, strange. Wisconsin, an 8 seed. Wichita State, a 10 seed. I mean, that's where they talk about having a few basketball guys on that committee. You'd have to explain to me how in the world they got to those seeds. But, I will say that this tournament's going to become known, sadly so, because it started out pretty good. The officiating has really been subpar, if not poor. I mean, and I think, you know, not to be overly critical of the officials, but it's been bad. And the NCAA's got to look at this. The officiating organization needs to take a look at this. I saw a lot of young faces of guys I didn't know. And hey, I coached for 30 years, but I had almost every guy that ever blew a whistle. And I'm looking at some of these younger new guys that they brought up through this part of the tournament. And they're really struggling because they've really missed some bad calls and some bad judgment calls.
Coach, we got about 30 seconds, but I got to ask you, or maybe just get your comment. I understand Virginia plays great defense, but that was such a bad watch. That was an embarrassing offensive performance. Something's got to be done for them offensively. They just got to get better.
Yeah, you know what Virginia does is, you know, they run that system on the offensive end. They call up blockers and cutters. Coach Bennett's father ran that when he was at Wisconsin.
Yes.
Two guys set screens and two guys shoot and score, and one guy handles the point. And I think that they need more scoring ability at their post positions. And they just played poorly. I mean, that's why I've watched Virginia over the recent years. I think Coach Bennett's done one of the better jobs in the country, but they just had a horrible, horrible offensive night.
Yeah, and as you know, Coach, while defense at times in a lot of sports wins championships in college basketball, if you can't score the basketball, it's going to be very difficult to beat some of these athletes. You're the best, Coach. We look forward to next Monday. We ought to have one hell of a Sweet 16 weekend, and we'll set the tone for the Final Four. And we can't wait to talk to you next week, Coach.
All right, Jordan, by the way, I was purely a soul man, so I was not rock and roll, believe me.
There you go. Well, I'll take a little soul, too. Sounds like it. I love it, my man. We'll talk to you next week.
Give me some Four Tops.
There you go. Four Tops. That's Pat Kennedy. He'll join us each week. It's the Sean Salisbury Show.